True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trey, before we get into Broderick Jones, your thoughts on the defense. Schematic issues, talent issues. I mean, the last 10 games, they're giving up 28 points per game. What's the deal?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
Trey, fix the Steelers now.
It's not a talent issue. It's definitely schematics. First of all, I don't think Benton should be a nose. I think he should be a three tech. We're missing Derek Harmon, but our run defense can't be contingent on one player not playing. Like, we need to be better. And I think our biggest issue, and I think it's starting to rear its ugly head and it's starting to be shown up on film, is our second unit, our second level. Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen just aren't a force right now. And I think the play that kind of highlighted that was the last play, the last touchdown of the game. They took horrible angles on that toss play. That can't happen. We're down one score. We have a chance to get back in the game. You can't give up a toss on 3rd and 12 or whatever it is. But that really highlighted, I think, the weakness in this defense right now, and it's the second level.
Trey, Broderick Jones, you tweeted out that he got a little bit better. What did you see on film from Broderick Jones?
He was more aggressive, more assertive this week, which I appreciated. His hands are non-existent, though. Like, I don't get why he's not punching. That is glaring, and it's obvious that that is the reason he has issues with giving up pressure. Sometimes he just doesn't punch. And so he's a great athlete, great feet. He's physical, and he's aggressive. And he was better this week. He looked a little bit more like he wanted to get after it. But we need to see some hands being thrown, simply put. And I think if he does that, he's going to be just fine.
What have you seen out of the offensive line in the running game? I mean, I guess a little bit better this week, 3.4 yards a carry. Was 2.7 week one. But, I mean, when you're starting down here and you get up here, it doesn't make you feel all that warm and fuzzy inside.
So there was – you got to expect that this offense was going to take some time to get some chemistry. I mean, everything is new. Everybody's young. So it's going to take some time. So after watching film, there are some good things on there, even though it's easy to be pessimistic right now. But the team is moving in the right direction. The O-line is moving in the right direction. The interior had probably their worst game this week. What I want to see more of is more leadership from Isaac. He didn't practice in the preseason. He is the lone veteran on that offensive line. He is a Super Bowl winning lineman. And so there needs to be something more from him. And I'm just not seeing it. We don't talk about it enough. We're always concentrating on Broderick and Troy, the two young tackles. But we need more leadership. That's what we're missing, honestly. And I think the sooner we get that, the better this offensive line will be. And I think they will get better faster if Isaac speaks up a little bit more.
Trey, the schedule, you know, moving forward, the next couple games or next about five games, you got obviously Drake May this coming week. Then you go to Ireland. You're going to have Carson Wentz because J.J. McCarthy is out. You're going to have a bye week. Then you'll have Joe Flacco or Dylan Gabriel. And then you'll have Jake Browning now that Joe Burrow is out. Do you think that they could take advantage of these next five-ish weeks? Do you think that there's – the internal issues will get fixed and they could take advantage of the backup quarterback situation that they're going to face?
I would hope so. But we went against Justin Fields and Sam Darnold the first 2 weeks. You know, we went against some vagabonds that have found new homes and they haven't shown up. So you would love to think that if a backup quarterback is in, the defense has an advantage. But honestly, I don't know. If the things get fixed, this is obviously advantageous for the defense to go against the second-string quarterback, but the issues have to get fixed, and it starts with stopping the run.
Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, our guest. He's also the co-host of the Snap Count podcast, Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. What'd you think out of Aaron Rodgers' performance on Sunday, Trey?
A-Rod did good. Now, he took a couple of sacks, so me and Charlie talked about this yesterday on the show. Aaron has gotten hit 15 times and gotten sacked 7 times. They're not all on the O-line, but that's a stat that, when you look at it at the end of the day, will be attributed to the O-line's performance. You're not going to look at that and say that 40% of them were cover sacks. So on Sunday, 2 sacks were due to coverage and Aaron holding on to the ball, not the O-line. And so Aaron is great, and I'm glad we have him because he is the lone veteran presence and the lone person that can hold the entire offense accountable. And so he's playing well. He looked younger. He was rolling out. He looked more nimble. Some of those throws were amazing downfield. That one of Pat Freiermuth should have been caught, obviously, but that was one of the best throws I've seen in a long time from a guy his age. And so I think A-Rod is doing great. I think the way he handles the press afterwards, how he's telling everybody in an Aaron Rodgers type of way, relax, is only week 2. I love it. And he is the best thing going for the Steelers right now.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trey, who has stood out positively in your mind in the first 2 games? You know, other than Aaron Rodgers, who's somebody that has really shown up that you're like, okay, like that guy looks the part?
Jaylen Warren on Sunday. That guy has to get the ball more, and he looks like the Jaylen Warren from 2 years ago when every time he got the ball, you thought something special could happen, and he showed that he's still capable of doing that. So he came out and balled on Sunday when he got the opportunity to. I think he needs to get 20 to 25 touches every week. I think he's that special with the ball in his hands. Obviously, injuries have been a concern for him this last year, but the way Tomlin said it on Sunday in his presser, he has to get the ball more, and I was really impressed with what he did with it on Sunday.
Trey Essex with us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, Doran's gone positive, and positive there with Jaylen Warren. T.J. Watt, no sacks through two games, only 7 in his last 16. What can he do to get back after the quarterback? What can they do for him to help him make a difference that way?
Man, I'm not concerned about T.J. If you watch film, he is still disruptive. And they are running away from him. If you watch out the run charges, and Charlie mentioned this yesterday on the show as well, is that they are running away from TJ every opportunity they get because he's been that effective when they do run towards him. And so we just need to be solid in the middle. We got to find a way to clog that middle up better, and that's going to help TJ in the long run. And so I don't know, moving him around. I know everybody was like, going into this season, Myles Garrett moves around a lot. Michael Parsons moves around a lot. TJ made his hay being on that left end, and he's been disruptive his entire career. Like, granted, you want the defenses not to be able to target on him and game plan on him on one side, so I get moving around a little bit, but stick to what his bread and butter is and keep him rushing on the same side and shore up the other sides of the defense.
Is there any bigger lie in the NFL than Darnell Washington's listed weight, Trey?
What is his list of weight? Is it 280?
I thought it was 270 or something, yeah, like 270. That. 265.
Yeah, it's 270. That's a bold lie. But I would love to see Mount Washington get involved in the offense a little bit more. He got a 2-point conversion on Sunday, but that guy, the way he caught it,
oh my God,
there's nobody in the red zone. Nobody. And so it is, we kept 4 tight ends, and that was in hopes that we would use them more. We saw John Newcock catch 2 or 3, but we're using like screens and stuff. Right. Darnell's not getting the ball over the middle. Freiermuth, obviously, he has been a good target for Aaron thus far, but he had a couple of drops. We're not using the tight ends enough, and we're not using Mountain Washington enough in the red zone, and I think we would be better as offense if we did.
Trey, this was wonderful. It always is. We appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll talk here soon.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one.
You're the man, Trey Essex. Our guest, and Trey Essex, you can listen to his podcast with Charlie Batch, the Snap Count Show. Trey, 2-time Super Bowl champ. It's one of the best football podcasts out there right now.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.